What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 136. 136. All right. So real quick, I have to tell you, we have accomplished one of the biggest milestones that I actually wanted to hit with this podcast. I was stoked when we went over 100,000, but we were finally actually averaging over 1,000 unique downloads for every episode. Some of them are higher, some of them are lower, but what that means, guys, is that I'm actually averaging over 1,000 different people listening to every episode of this, which is, it's crazy. It's like three times the size of the town that I live in. I don't know. Anyways, I just want to say thank you for that. How freaking cool to be able to have that happen finally. And hopefully soon, maybe it'll be 2,000 or 3,000 different people that are listening to every single episode. So anyways, thank you for that. Today, what I want to chat with you about is how something I heard a guy that I coached basketball with like 15 years ago, I heard him tell this to the team and how relevant that is to like life in general, not just basketball. You'll see what I'm talking about in a second. Also, real quick, go to crossomeats.com. Make sure you guys are ordering your meat from crossomeats.com. Don't worry about inflation, none of that. Get your prices locked in. Grab yourself some crossomeats. Again, crossomeats.com. All right, everybody, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. As always, super excited to have you on board for another solo week. So I want to tell you kind of two quick stories because it really, really ties into what I think I want to try to get out there to you today, which the first one is about 15 years ago, kind of right in there, 12 to 15 years ago, I used to coach freshman boys basketball and, high level stuff, right? The head coach for the freshman boys. And it was a lot of fun. But what I also did is I also assisted on the varsity team then. So I was kind of younger, wanting to get into the coaching side of things. And so anyways, assisting on the varsity team, I remember hearing the head coach at that point say something that was like, man, that's really good. Not just for basketball advice, but almost like for life. And he said, and maybe I'll butcher it a little bit, but it was basically along the lines of, stop passing up great shots in order to take good shots. And you see that a lot now. And I know maybe all of you out there aren't basketball fans, but especially in the NBA now, like all they want to do is shoot three pointers and you'll literally see them like go to the basket and they could have like an easy dunk or an easy layup. And instead they kick it out for a contested three pointer because everyone wants to make three pointers now. Right. So essentially what you're doing is you're passing up a great shot in order to take a good shot. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. And the other side of this story that's maybe more applicable is I was having a conversation with a friend of mine this week who he had spent about a year kind of in a really, really, like, I would say not good, not maybe not terrible, but definitely a not good situation in work. And it was almost like he went through this and the boss wasn't respectful. The account that he was on wasn't good, but he kind of stayed there because, he was making decent money. And then when he left, he went to a new company who I would say was much, much better, right? Wasn't great, but it was much better. And so what ends up happening so often in our brains is that if we go from something that maybe isn't great, but it is good, we're like, okay, cool. Like good is fine, right? Like good is good enough. There's a reason why we say good enough, right? We don't say great enough. We say good enough. And so I was having the conversation and he was like, yeah, when I started this next account, it just wasn't the last one that I was on because the last one was pretty bad, but this one's pretty good. Like there's some things that I don't like. I'm not sure about the future of it, but it's definitely good. And then essentially kind of what I'm saying is that, okay, yeah. Like if you're in a relationship with somebody and it's terrible, and then you find a relationship that is, let's just say, good. It's not great. You don't feel Twitter-pated. You're not fully in love, whatever it may be, but it's good, right? And what you're comparing it against is like something terrible. So it seems good. It seems safe. It seems secure, but it's not great. Now, sometimes I understand that maybe people like me can get into this almost situation to where all you ever want to settle for is great. And maybe it's unattainable in certain areas, right? Like maybe it is. I don't know. I like to think it's not, but maybe you end up just kind of chasing your tail forever, trying to find what's great and not appreciating what's good. So I understand the other side of this coin. However, I believe that there's many, many, many more people that stay at good and never pursue great because good is good enough. Right? Like they know that what they're doing right now is good. Maybe it's not going to fulfill them. Maybe it's not going to be the best thing that they've ever done, but it's good. It's not great. It's good. And that was the conversation I was having with him, which was exactly that. It was exactly that conversation of, okay, you're in a good spot right now, right? You're in a good spot. It's maybe not what you ideally want to do. Yes, there's a lot of red flags that are coming your way, but you have to move away from this good is good enough. I truly believe that because I feel like so many of us, we get stuck in good. Just everything's good. You ever ask somebody, how you doing today? I'm good. How about you? And it's almost like we don't want to say that it's great because we don't want to maybe outshine or whatever it may be. You ever notice that? Like if you walk up to somebody, I don't know if you've ever had this happen, but maybe you walk up to somebody and it's like, how's your day going? And they're like, it is great. I am fantastic. Like I'm fantastic. Like, man, what is this person on? What are they taking? Right? I mean, most of us are like, how's things going, man? Good. How's life? Good. How's the kids? Good. Everything's just good. Everything blah, bland, whatever. Right? And I think that we're almost like programmed that as long as it's not terrible, then we're good. Right? Like, again, we're good. We're good enough. And so we always like, it's almost like we'll self-sabotage ourselves in order to prevent us from getting to great. And again, there's so many different terms for this. You talk about like complacency, you talk about the law of averages, things like that, right? Where it's almost like good is good. You know, like if you come up to me and you ask me how I'm doing, I'm probably out of habit going to say, I'm good. How's the family? They're good. Yeah, everything's good. But the funny thing is that we get stuck there. And the people who do the big things, right? And I'm not just talking about make big money. I think this is so applicable to every different area of your life is that you get stuck in good. In marriage, you've been married as long as I have. It's really easy to be like, yeah, it's good. They're just good. Is it great? Nah, I don't know. Maybe. I mean, it's great compared to some of the other relationships, right? Like maybe that's the first thing that we go to. So we kind of fall into this comparison game. But I think at our core, we're all smart enough to know whether or not what we're doing is great. And I guess what I wanted to kind of get out there to you today is that understand there's always going to be forces attacking you, trying to make you understand or trying to make you believe that good is truly good enough. And so many of us, maybe we grow up in poor families. Maybe we grow up in poor communities or poor neighborhoods or poor whatever it is. And if we get a job making 50, 60 grand a year, we're good, right? Like that, it's way better than what we were doing. So we're good. If we end up in a position to where, we're in a relationship and it's good, we're like, great. Like I remember that girl or that, you know, maybe for you ladies, that guy that I dated in high school, they were crazy. Absolutely crazy. So somebody who just like isn't crazy, that's good. It's great, right? But it truly isn't great because what you're doing is you're comparing the good to like the terrible. Now, I remember one of the good things about for me and why I feel like I had perspective to be able to kind of, I don't know, it's not like I coached him, right? But maybe lend him some advice, if you will, is because I feel like when I was at ClickFunnels, at the software company I was at before I walked away from that, there was a lot of things about that were absolutely great. Like they did a great job of like culture and keeping your family involved with kind of work stuff and being supportive in that way. And so there's a lot of really, really great things about that job. And again, like not to rehash everything else, I'm sure you guys have heard about it enough if you've been with me the whole time here. But one of the reasons I walked away wasn't because it wasn't a great job. It was because like there was just other things in life that I wanted to do. But because of that, I gained perspective. I gained perspective on how great a job can be, how great a company can be. So I didn't walk away from that being like, no, you guys are just a bunch of a-holes, right? Like I'm quitting because you don't blah, blah, blah. It wasn't even like that. It was like, I knew I needed to go in a different direction in my life. I knew I had bigger things and what I could accomplish there. But in terms of like actual jobs, it was great. So then when you take that to anywhere else, maybe any other job, or maybe the businesses that you're building, you're like, cool, like I know what it's like to be in a bad job. I also know what it's like to be in a great job. And when you can gain that perspective, it's awesome. Now, the problem with this is that not everybody gets to experience that. In fact, I think a lot of people never actually have a great job. They never get the opportunity to see what a great job would be like. And this kind of comes back to my friend. Like, and I know he's done some other things in the past, and maybe he's had some great jobs. But it was like, man, you're focusing on basically this company that almost like gave you PTSD from how bad it was, to where when you get another job or another account that's a little bit better than that, it's almost like the pretty girl who finally gives you attention after you felt like no one would give you attention. And she might still be mean to you, but she's giving you attention, and that's really all you wanted, right? So that's good enough. That's all I want. I just want, you know, a pretty girl to look at me or whatever it may be. And so you start being like, okay, like, let's just settle. Let's settle for good. You know, maybe I'm not, I mean, ask yourself if you've ever told yourself this. I know I have in my life, which is like, am I able to be great? Like, is it possible for someone like me to ever be great at anything? I mean, think about like how many of us have like these doubts or these false beliefs, or maybe it's subconscious wiring. Like I had a conversation with the other day with a guy who was like deep into subconscious mindset and kind of like the neuroscience behind how we're wired. And what I'll tell you is that based on like all the research and everything else that he had done, it's completely normal to have those feelings. Why is that? Because this stuff was established before you were even really like critically thinking about things, right? Like so much of our hardwiring, it's almost like we have a hardwiring and a soft wiring, right? Like our hardwiring is almost like who we are, and that stuff's really, really hard to change. And then we kind of have like our software that maybe is a little bit easier to re-download, right? To use a computer analogy. That's kind of the way that he was doing it. So it's like, if you have like your hardwiring, it's kind of like who you are as a person, maybe your moral beliefs, like who you are as the center. And that stuff is really hard to change, right? Like very rarely do you see people who are just one way, whatever that way is, and then completely, maybe you see them a few years later and they're completely different. It's possible, but it's unlikely. So if you understand that a lot of us are hardwired to think that good enough actually is good enough, this stuff becomes very, very hard to overcome. It becomes very, very hard to be like, oh, I can actually achieve greatness. Because think about how many people that grow up in poor communities and they don't know greatness. They've never seen greatness. And, you know, and again, like I'm not just talking financial. I'm talking people that have never seen a great marriage, right? Like maybe they grew up in a marriage that was alcohol and abuse and, you know, trauma and divorce and all of this type of stuff. And pretty much everyone around them grew up the same way. They don't even know what a great marriage is. And that's one of the things that like literally breaks my heart when it comes to younger kids, is trying to help them understand that greatness is possible even though you've never seen it, right? It's like trying to explain to somebody that something exists that they don't have a frame of reference of. And that's really, really hard, right? Like you could sit a kid down who's come out of that type of situation and be like, you know what? You're destined for greatness. And they'll be like, I don't even know what that means. Never seen it. I never knew anybody that was great at anything, right? Like everybody I know, they're struggling. Relationships are struggling. Finances are struggling. Happiness, struggling. Like, what do you mean I can be great? And so I tell you all of that because I feel like it's this big circle of so oftentimes we go through things, whether it's a job, you know, we go through a failed business, whatever it is. And I know even for me, again, like, after my business failed, I remember thinking like, is it even possible for me to build a great business? Right? Like I still have those thoughts. Is it even possible for me to build a great business? I tried before, it didn't work out. Right? Like maybe I'm just not meant to, you know, we all have these thoughts. And if you don't have those thoughts, you're probably a narcissist, right? Like you're probably a narcissist who doesn't have any type of self-awareness. And that's okay too. Like, you know, a lot of narcissists are very successful because they have literally like no self-awareness. And so they don't internalize this stuff. Sometimes I wish I was a narcissist for that exact reason. Cause it's almost like if I wasn't self-aware of these types of things, I'd probably be more successful. Right. And that's why, again, a lot of super, super successful people, they can, you know, it seems like be a little bit narcissistic. Cool. But if you're not a narcissist, let's just maybe come to the table with that assumption. You're always going to have these doubts. So anytime you try to do something great, you're going to be like, who am I to do something great? Why don't I just settle for the good shot? right? Why don't I just settle for the good job? Why don't I just settle for the good marriage? Why don't I just settle? But man, if you understand that you actually could have a great marriage and you don't have one right now, guess what? You can work toward it. If you understand that you actually could have a great job, or you could have a great income, or you could have a great family, whatever it may be, if you know that's possible, now all of a sudden you can do it. Now, going all the way back to this basketball thing where I started, the year when this happened, we didn't have a very talented basketball team, right? Like, we didn't have a bunch of 6'8 dudes. What we had was a bunch of small little hustling white boys, right? And we ended up taking second in state that year. Why was it? Because when you can make somebody understand that you don't have to settle for a good shot and we can get great shots, and they start getting some great shots and they start getting confidence, guess what happens? You start building momentum. And so what happened is that this team was so accustomed to being disciplined enough to get great shots that they were really, really hard to stop. It wasn't because they could knock down these great shots. It wasn't because they were super talented. I mean, literally, like, out of all the years that I assisted, it was probably one of the least talented teams that we had, and we ended up getting second in state. And so why is that? Because a little bit of success, a little bit of understanding that a great shot is better than a good shot, and a great shot is possible, right? Like, if you run the offense, you know, maybe in business, if you do these principles, whatever it is, but once you have that belief that you know greatness is possible, then all of a sudden you start working toward it. So what do we do about this? Here is something that I recommend. Number one, you're listening to a podcast, which tells me that you're at least open-minded, right? Like, you probably wouldn't be listening to my podcast right now if you weren't at least somewhat open-minded to different possibilities. Awesome. That's the first step. Be open-minded about it. The second step that I believe that is vitally, vitally important is to try to figure out a way to get around people who are achieving greatness. Because again, if you are someone who never witnessed a great marriage, you will not believe that a great marriage is possible. You will see other people that have a great marriage and you will think that that must be flawed. They must go home and hate each other. They must go home and, have these blowups, but when they're in public, they just look so, so great, so perfect, right? We've all said it, right? Don't lie about it. We've all said it. Oh yeah, so-and-so, I'm sure. They're just too perfect. I bet you they just go blah, blah. But maybe they're not. Maybe they actually have a great marriage. And if you see people like that and you're struggling to find a great marriage within your relationship, try to align yourself with those people. Figure out what are they doing in order to have a great marriage. Same thing in business, right? Like, one of the things that I absolutely love is talking to entrepreneurs who have great businesses. It's one of the reasons why I have people come on this podcast, because maybe you out there right now, you look around and you're like, I don't know anybody who has a great business. I know people that have businesses. Basically it's just a low paying job. Only they call it their own business, right? They're working 80 hours a week. They're not making any money. Yes, it's their own business, but it's far from great. And so maybe by having somebody on this podcast, some of you out there are able to be like, oh, okay, like, I can hear, you know, this is what it took in order for them to have a great business. That's why I love being like super curious about that type of stuff, because I know that if I want Crosso Meats or, you know, with my consulting or any of that to be great, I don't honestly know a lot of people like from my childhood who have great businesses. And those people who do have like really, really great businesses, I wouldn't call them people that I could ever ask advice for or pay them to work with them or whatever it is, right? So as I've gotten older, it's like, okay, maybe I can pay some of these people in order to invest into getting coaching or mentoring or whatever it may be. Great. Absolutely. I've done that. But the other thing that I can do is I can try to align myself with them. How do you do that? For me, one of the things is, what if I start a podcast? If I start a podcast and I can have people who have great businesses, great relationships, maybe great fitness, whatever it may be, I can have them on and essentially talk to them for an hour about gaining insight on how they achieved what they achieved. That greatness might rub off on me a little bit. And if I do that enough times, enough greatness will rub off onto me to where maybe I'll be great at something one day. And so that to me is the couple of big things. Is number one, you have to have an open mind. You have to have an open mind to the possibility that you could also be great. Now, I'm not trying to turn this into some weird, like, you know, old school motivational, you can be great. I promise. It's not about that. The reality is, though, is that you can be great. You can have a great marriage. You can have a great business. You can have a great body, great fitness. You can have a great income. Like, all of those things are achievable. There are people right now who are achieving those things. So if they can, why can't you, right? And maybe, I don't know, maybe it's my over arrogance, but I always look at something that's like, if they can do it, I can do it, right? Like if it's possible to be done, then why can't I do it? All it takes is probably some work, probably some intelligence, probably some systems maybe, right? Like how do I learn from them? So number one, again, you have to have an open mind about it. Number two is you have to figure out how to get into their proximity. For some people, it's paying massive amounts of money to join a mastermind. It's for some people, it's paying massive amounts of money to be mentored by those people. For other people, it's a matter of reaching out and saying, hey, come on my podcast. Hey, can I take you to lunch? Can I go buy you lunch and just chat with you today? There's so many different ways you can do it, right? Like one of the things my wife does, she spends one day a week working for a company who I believe has a great business and she's able to learn from them. And hopefully maybe they're able to learn from us. And between that kind of exchange of information, maybe we can both have great businesses. So there's all these little different things. Maybe you're a stay-at-home mom right now and you're like, Derek, there's no way that I can go and reach out to somebody and take them to lunch. Okay, maybe you could work one day a week for that company doing something. Maybe it's cleaning their business, right? Maybe it's mopping the floors, sweeping the floors, whatever it is. But you could get close enough in proximity to be able to have some conversation that could stimulate your brain in order to move you closer to that. So I want to wrap it up telling you this. Do not take the good shot when you can have a great shot. And you have to also understand and believe that a great shot is possible. All right, everybody. I hope you have an awesome day. Hope you have an awesome weekend. It is Riggins Rodeo coming up this weekend here. If you don't know what that means, it's like the coolest rodeo ever. If you don't know what a rodeo is, Google it. All you young kids, if you don't know what a rodeo is, a lot of fun. People getting bucked off of crazy animals and running fast around barrels, whatever. All right, everybody. Have an awesome day. Have an awesome week. Talk to you soon.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.